Lesson 4. Aloft, aloft. Attain, attain. Buffet, buffet. Elude, elude. Flammable, flammable. Hover, hover. Inflate, inflate. Jeopardy, jeopardy. Moor, moor. Plummet, plummet. Pollute, pollute. Propel, propel. Stationary, stationary. Superb, superb. Swivel, swivel. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. A different way to fly. Billboards standing along the highway are easily ignored, but a 200-foot billboard floating across the sky grabs everyone's attention. That's why blimps are so attractive to advertisers with a product to sell or a message to communicate. But advertising is only one of the uses for a blimp. Because they can be moved easily to different locations at varying altitudes, scientists use blimps for collecting samples used in the study of air pollution. The United States Navy employs them for offshore patrols, and one was even used to search for the elusive Loch Ness Monster, supposed to inhabit a lake in Scotland. A blimp is a large bag, called the envelope, that is inflated with helium gas. The blimp stays aloft because helium is 7 times lighter than air. Once inside the envelope, the helium is left there unless the blimp needs major repairs. After the envelope has been filled, a cabin called a gondola is attached under it. This is where the crew and passengers ride. It is also where the light panels used for advertisements are attached. Computer graphics provide a dazzling display of pictures and words that can't be matched by any billboard. Blimps are propelled by 2 engines, one on each side, and can attain a top speed of about 40 miles an hour. Although slow in comparison to airplanes, blimps can do something most planes cannot. They can stop and hover in midair. This ability enables them to provide a stationary platform for the television cameras, covering sporting events, giving viewers a bird's-eye view of the action. Blimps are not designed to take a buffeting from high winds, so they usually can go up only when the air is calm. When not flying, they have to be moored by the front end to a tall mast on a truck specially equipped for this purpose. Plenty of space is needed because the blimp has to be free to swivel clear of the ground when the wind changes. In some cities, it is possible to buy a ticket and go for a sightseeing trip in a blimp. Because blimps fly so slowly and at such a low altitude, those on board enjoy superb views of the ground below. You might wonder what would happen if the envelope got a small hole in it. Would the helium rush out, causing the gondola to plummet to the ground? Passengers need not worry about that. Their lives would not be in jeopardy if such a thing happened, since the pressure of the air outside the envelope is greater than that of the helium inside, the helium doesn't easily escape. And since helium is not flammable, there is no danger of the envelope's contents catching fire. Flying in a blimp is safe and enjoyable.